So what is the purpose of the bill?
Well, the bill will provide a legislative basis for the reform of local government, including statutory governance arrangements, an ethical standards regime, council-led community planning, the transfer of staff assets and liabilities to the new councils, a general power of competence for councils, and an updated performance improvement regime. As you can see, the reforms are comprehensive and will impact on every aspect of the operation of councils, including how decisions are made, how positions of responsibility on the council are shared across the political parties, and how improvements in the delivery of council functions can be achieved. This bill provides the legislative basis for these reforms and gives effect to the executive decisions on the future shape of local government.
And what are the main issues that the committee will be considering?
As I have outlined, the bill is far-reaching in terms of its impact on the current structures of local government, and I envisage the main issues being, for example, the ethical standards regime, community planning, transfer of staff, and the general power of competence. These are probably the main issues, but as the bill is so wide-reaching, I imagine the committee will also pay close attention to the clauses which will end dual mandates and remove the bar on council employees being a councillor.
And how can people have their say on the bill and the changes it will introduce?
Well, the committee's public call for evidence was issued in the three main newspapers and is also on the committee pages on the Northern Ireland Assembly website. The deadline for response is Tuesday, the 12th of November, and I would call on all stakeholders to submit evidence to the committee to assist us in our scrutiny of the bill.